Good morning and praise the Lord. Let us open our Bible and read Psalm chapter 93, verses 1 to 5. Psalm chapter 93, verses 1 to 5. The Lord reigneth. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The word also established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old. Thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever. Let us now give thanks to God for all the blessings we receive from Him. Thank you, Lord, for all your goodness, faithfulness, and your loving kindness to us that give us faith on you,
yes,
to trust you, to rely on you, and to see your power in our lives. Lord, we thank you for opening our eyes to see the beauty of your holiness, for your blood that shed on the cross, for the forgiveness of our sins, for the provision, for the rebuke through your word, for the discipline, for all answered prayers. For your promises and for every trial that you help us to pass through.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you for the whole week you sustain us, for the miracles and wonders that you did, for our food, the good health, the strength, and for the healing. Lord, we magnify you and exalt you in our midst in the name of Jesus. Let us now confess our sins to God. Lord, we confess our sins, renounce them. Lord, cleanse us by your blood. Lord, we repent and renounce our stubbornness, rebelliousness, greediness, love of money, laziness, lust of the eyes, worldliness, pride, self-righteousness, selfishness, anger, envy, jealousy, wasting our time on the media, and the news, lack of prayer, and lack of reading your word in the Bible. Lord, we repent of all these things and we commit our lives unto your hand to live to please you and honor you in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our personal petitions and requests. Lord, we trust you that you will answer our prayers and provide for us all our needs in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our families. Pray for your husband. Pray for your wife. Pray for your children. Pray for your parents and pray for your siblings. Lord, we pray that every family will shine so others will start to seek you and obey you by their good example and good deeds. We pray to protect each family and provide their needs. We pray for every husband to give them wisdom how to lead their families. We pray for good health, strength, stable job and income to sustain their families. We pray for the wives to be submissive to their godly husbands and to help them in their lives and ministries. We pray for the parents to be of one mind, to honor you by disciplining their children and to impart to them your word. Lord, we pray for the children to fear you and obey you and obey their godly parents and honor them, so they will prosper and things will go well with them. Lord, we pray for each family to have daily family worship and prayers and to reach other families around them. Lord, we pray that you help and aid all the single parents in the church and support them to raise their children in a godly way. Let us now pray for our jobs. Pray for your boss and your colleagues to be saved. Lord, we praise you and thank you for our jobs, a source of living to sustain us. Lord, bless the places that we are working and the works of our hands. Lord, give them more incomes so we can receive our salaries on time. Lord, help us that our light shine before the people who are working with us, that they may see our good works and glorify you, God, our Father in heaven. Lord, we commit ourselves to bring to you our tithes, offerings, vows, and first fruits. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. Lord, we pray that you will help them in the trials that they are passing through in their lives. Lord, give them wisdom and solution in every difficult circumstance that they are in. Continue to live in obedience to you and have faith on your word. Lord, provide jobs to those jobless and healing for the sick and solutions to those in troubles in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, people back homes in our countries, relatives, and those whom we are meeting in the streets, in the market, in our accommodations, and in our working places to be saved. Lord, we pray for the salvation for all the people that we are in contact with. Open their eyes, Lord, and mind to believe in you, to receive the word of God that we are giving to them, and give them salvation in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for UAE and the extension of the church in other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, and Armenia. Lord, thank you for all the places that you allow the church to expand, and we ask you to meet all the needs of the church on those places. Lord, we pray for more people to be saved in all those countries. We pray to bless those countries, so we also will be blessed. Lord, we commit ourselves to obey the rules and regulations. Lord, protect all the church congregations and workers, and empower us with the Holy Spirit to reach new people, to preach the gospel to them. Lord, reveal yourself to them and speak to them in visions and dreams. Lord, bring them at your feet and teach them to live according to your laws and precepts. Lord, reduce the cost of the rent, the fees of the transport, water and electricity, telephones and internet, the petrol and gas cylinder, the tax, the penalties, and the cost of living in all those countries. Let us pray for the church and for all the ministries of the church. Pray for more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregations to be planted. Pray for more people to get water baptized and more workers to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Pray and commit yourself to serve God. Lord, we pray to bless and spread your congregations in other places in the world. Lord, add more languages and places to the church. Lord, bless the church school, church banking, church clinic, farming ministry, watchman ministry, the publication, children and youths under their parents, wives under their husbands, the translation ministry, and the website. Lord, we pray for more people to get water baptized and receive the Holy Spirit baptism. Lord, add to us more workers. Lord, we pray for unity in the church. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, empower your church to be the light, to teach the way of yours to the lost souls. Lord, we pray that your church will be a noble vessel to bring the salvation of Jesus to the world. Lord, we commit ourselves to go and evangelize to the new places that you are leading us to go. We pray for more souls to be saved. Lord, we commit ourselves to work with you, that the fruit of the Holy Spirit will manifest in us, the love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, faith, long-suffering, kindness, patience, and self-control, so people will see Jesus in our lives, in the name of Jesus. Lord, give us the gifts of healing, gift of faith, gift of discernment, gift of prophecy, teaching, pastoring, evangelism, serving and showing mercy, and the rest of the gifts that we need for reaching the lost and for further extension of the church. Lord, lead us to help people who are in sin and bandages and are looking for help from you to be delivered. Enable us, Lord, to clean those who are lepers. Lord, lead us to those backsliders who are willing to repent and to come back to you, that we can help them to be restored and get recovered. Lord, help us to conserve the harvest, those who are weak in faith, and those who are struggling with a lot of troubles and trials, to strengthen their faith in order to bring them back to you. Let us pray now for our service. Lord, we pray for our service today. Lord, bless our prayers, our songs and worships, our giving, and bless your message to us. Lord, anoint the speaker. and speak to us through your word to apply in our lives and to be transformed in your likeness. Lord, give us obedient heart to always abide in whatever commands we receive from you and to do always your very will in our lives. Lord, do miracles and wonders as we worship you today. Heal the people, Lord. Set them free from their bandages and save them. May your name be glorified and exalted in our gathering. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us now stand and worship the Lord and sing praises unto him.
Praise God. Let's open our Bible to the book of Luke, chapter 24. And we'll read verse 50 to verse 53. And he led them out as far as the Bethany. And he lifted up his hand and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Amen. The point here that I want to direct your attention to is they say they worshiped him and they returned to Jerusalem with great joy. It's a great joy when we worship God, when we meet him, when we listen to him, when we obey him. Amen? It's a great joy. We are here to praise you. Worship the Lord. And you will have the joy as the disciples of Jesus, the apostles, when they worship Jesus. They go back to Jerusalem, we go back to our places and homes, full of joy after we worship God. We are here to praise you.
The hearts and
seas. Hallelujah.
We are here to praise you.
Hallelujah. Worship the Lord.
The best that we can bring. And it is our love rising from our hearts. Everything within us cries, I love you, Lord.
We are here to praise you.
We are here to praise you. Lift our hearts and sing. We are here to give you the best that we can bring. And it is our love rising from our hearts. Everything within us cries, Abba, Father. Says, we love you, Lord.
worship you, O God. We adore you, O Lord. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, O God. Fill us with joy. Take all our anxieties and fear. Help us, O God, to commit our life to follow you. Amen. Amen. People, they think that when they have friends, life becomes easy. No. People, friendship with the world, friendship with people will not help. But there's a friend. There's a real friend that is in Jesus. He's always there. He is available in every place. That you should keep your friendship with him. What a friend we have in Jesus.
What a friend we have in Jesus.
Hallelujah.
All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. For feet, oh, what needless pain we bear, oh, because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so fair? Take it to the Lord in prayer.
Give it to God now. You pray with the thing that is really bothering you now. Say it to Jesus. Put it in his hand. He will take care of it. Yes, oh God, I trust you. I place that matter in your hand. I trust you, Lord, what my brothers and sisters had placed in your hand of issues and troubles. I believe, and they believe, oh God, you will take care and you will give the good answer and the best reply from you. In Jesus' name, amen. Come to God now. Renew your life in him. Pray and tell him, renew my life, Lord Jesus.
Renew my life, Lord Jesus. I never want to be the same. Renew my life, Lord Jesus. Place your heart inside of me. In my life and thoughts there are so many things that need a change that only your love can bring. I need to be transformed into your likeness, O heart inside of me.
Once again.
Renew my life, Lord Jesus. I never want to be the same. Renew my life, Lord Jesus. Place your heart inside of me. In my life and thoughts there are so many things that need a change that only your to be transformed into your likeness, O Lord. Change this heart inside of me. In my life and thoughts there are so many things that need a change that only your love can bring. To be transformed into your likeness, O Lord. Change this heart inside of me.
Oh, change my heart, O God.
Change this heart inside of me.
Answer our prayers, O Lord. Change
this heart inside of us.
Hallelujah, Lord. Answer our prayer, O God. Change the peoples, O Lord. With all I am.
To your hands I commit.
Yes, O God, I come into my life.
For you, Lord, you hold my world in the palm of your hands, and I am yours forever. Jesus, I believe. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason that I live. You're the reason that I sing. Be all I am. I'll walk with you. Trust in you, and I believe in all of your ways, your promises forever. Jesus, I believe. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason that I live. You're the reason that I sing. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong. Worship,
will worship you, Lord.
I will worship. I will worship you. I will worship. I will worship you. I will
God, we thank you for this wonderful time of worship and prayer. Thank you for all my brothers and sisters who pour out their life for God and God committed their ways unto you, Lord. Use them mightily for your glory, O Lord. And as we sit in your presence, help us, O God, to understand your word and to apply in our lives. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, bless them, solve their problems. Help us as a church to continue to go on, to overcome and to spread the gospel and to reach new people, to make new disciples. And also, oh God, to do what is your will, oh God. Prepare us as a church for your coming. And when you come, we are ready to go with you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Brethren, let's be seated in God's presence. Now is the time come for giving. You know, it is one of the subjects that people does not like to speak about. It is about giving. And you know, since I have long years of experience with God, but still it is a small experience. But there are many stories, there are many things. You know, giving to God is a way to come out from poverty. I had discipled many peoples. I had reached people, most of those that we reach out, they were in debt. When we start to teach, when I start to teach about giving, expand the word of God. And those who comply started to pay their debts and back to normal balance, and good, very good number of them start to have saving. But I want to say to you here, if I am not sure about this teaching, I will not share it with you. I teach giving to combat poverty in the hearer lives. Continue to meditate on the teaching of Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 9:13. He said to them, "Do ye not know that they which minister about holy things live of the things of the temple, and they which wait at the altar are partakers with the altar?" Apostle Paul brought them back to the Old Testament. And I follow the same way of what he did. And we had started to speak about the privilege that God gave to the priest and the Levites. We almost finished with the priest in Numbers 18. And God had given them a lot of things. Why? In verse 20, Numbers 18, 20. When you walk with God, when your mind set with God, then the riches of God will be transferred to you. When he finds you faithful, he will bless you. But when he finds you unfaithful, you will go back to poverty when you are not willing to go along with God. And the Lord spoke unto Aaron, thou shalt have no inheritance in their land, neither shalt thou have any part among them. I am thy part and thine inheritance among the children of Israel. He told them that I will not give you your land inheritance, your own. That's why he gave him the lot of the privileges. And these are in the New Testament. Those who are full time, we have this privilege of your giving. But when you give, God will bless you because you have to obey God. What are the other privileges that God gives to the priest? Those full time minister. In verse 21, and behold, I have given the children of Levi all the things in Israel for an inheritance for their service which they serve, even the service of the tabernacle of the congregation. With the priests, he could deliver us as workers. The Levites, here as we understood, he had given them the tithe. The tithe for the Levites, the first fruits for the priest. In verse 26, thus speak unto the Levites, and say unto them, when ye take of the children of Israel the tithes which I have given you from them for your inheritance, the tithes are the inheritance of the Levites, the workers who are full time. Then ye shall offer up an heave offering of it for the Lord, even a tenth part of it. When they will receive the tithe, they need to tithe it also. Whatever they receive, they need to tithe it, and the tithe of that will go to the priest. In Nehemiah chapter 10 and verse 38 speak about this matter also. This is the finance system of God. If you go along with it, you will get the riches. I'm fully assured of this. This is the details that churches had neglected, and that's why Christians are in mass poverty today, because lack of teaching, lack of discipline in finances. And the priest, the son of Aaron, shall be with the Levites. When the Levites take tithes, and the Levites shall bring up the tithes of the tithes unto the house of our God, to the chambers, into the treasure house. Let's collect our tithes, our offerings, our various offerings, our first fruits, our vows, and what we have dedicated to give unto God. Lord, thank you, and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness, O God. Thank you for all my brethren who are committing themselves to follow your word and instruction about giving. I pray, Lord, take poverty away. I pray, rebuke the devil. I pray for good health. I pray for strength. I pray for whatever devil have taken away, you bring it back. I pray, enable them to pay all their debts. I pray they will be able to start to save and have capital. I pray they can see how much they are blessed when they start to give. Use this money for your glory. Bless the rest of our worship and not the message. Help us to abide with your word. In this name we pray. Amen and amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
I am reading from the message of Dr. Ramiz, our overseer, entitled right resources for money, investment, interest, and inheritance. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you today, Lord God. Lord, we acknowledge that you are our ultimate provider and source, Lord. Lord, we ask for the right resources to flow into our lives and be a blessing to others, Lord. Trusting you, Lord God, to open the windows of heaven and bless the work of our hands. Lord, grant us wisdom and help us to be a faithful steward, Lord, using these resources to honor you. In the name of Jesus, amen. We will continue to speak in this message about the right resource for money. Previously, we spoke about hard work and save and don't waste. In this message, we will speak about investment, interest, and inheritance. Number one, investment. Investment is to put our money in a project or certain work, and out of it, we will receive income. Let us read part of Jesus' parable in Matthew chapter 25, verses 16, 17, 20, and 21. Matthew chapter 25. Verses 16, 17, 20, and 21. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them other 5 talents. And likewise, he that received 2, he also gained the other 2. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliveredst unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Here in this parable, Jesus spoke about the master who entrusted to his servant certain number of talents. They invested it in a certain business and they brought the profit to the master. This is the principle of investment. Investment is to use our money and not our effort or time. When we invest our money into a business, we need to make sure that there is no loophole to lose our principal amount. If the initial capital is lost or not secure, then this type of investment is not from God. Some people or bank may ask us to invest in something. If we get them to sign the agreement that our capital will be untouched, then we can go ahead with the assurance that it is a blessing from God. But if there is the possibility of losing the capital, then we don't go ahead. Unless our capital is secure, we must not venture to invest. If we are working and having an income coming in, then we should save rather than invest our money in a business. We just need to save to earn interest. If we have a capital and don't have work or income, then the best thing to do is not use our money to start a new business. It is better to preserve our capital and deposit it in a bank to earn interest. For our living, we can depend on our talent, effort, and time rather than the capital. This is more secure. Really, is it advisable to invest our money in business to earn our living? But if we do, it must be approved by God. Moreover, we need to be knowledgeable about the business that we're planning to get involved in and be well versed in its ins and outs. It is also not advisable to use our money to buy a land or a farm or a house that we have no intention to live in. Many think that it is a good investment to buy such things because they think the prices will soar high in the days to come and they will make a profit. They think they can rent or sell the house or the land and get some income. In reality, we need to have our money with us so that when we need it, it is available. If we invest our money in a house, land, or farm, the time that we need it, it will not be possible. We will lose out on the value of the property if we sell in haste. In addition to this, when we rent a house, it could be ruined by the tenants. And at the time we want to move into it, we would have to pay heavily for restoring it back to shape. The best thing to do is to deposit our capital in a bank and get an interest so that at any time we need to buy our own house, our money will be accessible. Number two, interest. Interest. Another way to get extra money is to deposit our money in the bank and receive a certain percentage of interest. The Lord Jesus also recommended that in Matthew chapter 25, verse 27. Matthew chapter 25, verse 27. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming, I should have received mine own with usury. Interest is when we put our money in the bank as a fixed deposit and get some profit. It is like an investment, but with little profit. When we lend money to others who are brethren of our faith, it should be without usury or interest. Exodus chapter 22, verse 25. Exodus chapter 22, verse 25. If thou lend money to any of my people that is poor by thee, thou shalt not be to him as an usurer, neither shalt thou lay upon him usury. Leviticus chapter 25, verses 35 to 37. Leviticus chapter 25, verses 35 to 37. And if thy brother be waxen poor and fallen in decay with thee, then thou shalt relieve him, yea, though he be a stranger, or a sojourner, that he may live with thee. Take thou no usury of him or increase, but fear thy God, that thy brother may live with thee. Thou shalt not give him thy money upon usury, nor lend him by thy beetles for increase. Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 19. Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 19. Thou shalt not lend upon usury to thy brother, usury of money, usury of beetles, usury of anything that is lent upon usury. To the stranger, the scriptures allow us to lend with usury. Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 20. Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 20. And to a stranger, thou mayest lend upon usury, but unto thy brother, thou shalt not lend upon usury, that the Lord thy God may bless thee in all that thou settest thine hand to in the land whither thou goest to possess it. What I recommend in regard to lending upon usury to the stranger is not to do it, because it may cause us troubles and get us entangled in civilian issues. Besides, we are not running a bank, and so we would not be able to defend ourselves before authorities in case of trouble. What I recommend is that if a brother or sister among us has some money he or she does not need, then he or she can deposit it in a bank and receive a reasonable interest, which will fetch an additional saving rather than lend upon usury. Then we will not be questioned as to its legality. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. No man that weareth entangled himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who can choose him to be a soldier. Number 3, inheritance. Inheritance, we may receive money, states, and treasures from our Father. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 14. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 14. House and riches are the inheritance of fathers, and a prudent wife is from the Lord. And this is one of the ways that God blesses us. Isaac received as an inheritance from Abraham all that Abraham had. Genesis chapter 24, verses 35 and 36. Genesis chapter 24, verses 35 and 36. And the Lord had blessed my master greatly, and he is become great, and he hath given him flax and herds and silver and gold and men servants and maid servants and camels and asses. And Sarah, my master's wife, bare a son to my master when she was old, and unto him hath he given all that he had. Isaac inherited the tenth of his mother, and he brought Rebekah into it and made her his wife. Genesis chapter 24, verse 67. Genesis chapter 24, verse 67. And Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent and took Rebekah, and she became his wife, and he loved her. And Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. The Lord gave the promised land to his people as their inheritance, and they would give the land after their death to their children. Numbers chapter 27, verses 8 to 11. Numbers chapter 27, verses 8 to 11. And thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel, saying, if a man die and have no son, then ye shall cause his inheritance to pass unto his daughter. And if he had no daughter, then ye shall give his inheritance unto his brethren. And if he have no brethren, then ye shall give his inheritance unto his father's brethren. And if his fathers have no brethren, then ye shall give his inheritance unto his kinsman that is next to him of his family. And he shall possess it, and it shall be unto the children of Israel a statute of judgment, as the Lord commanded Moses. At that time, God put various rules for the inheritance to pass from those who are dead to those who are alive. Clearly, as is stated in Numbers 27, it has to pass to his sons, because if he has no son, it shall pass to his daughters. And if he has no daughter, it shall pass to his brothers. And if he has no brother, then it shall pass to his uncles from his father's side. And if his father has no brethren, then it shall pass to his kinsman that is next to him of his family. But now we have rules laid out by the government of the various countries we belong to, clearly stating how to receive what is allocated to us. We inherit things from our parents, and we must thank God for what we receive as he blesses us with additional blessings. we should not relax or start to squander if we receive an inheritance. God still wants us to continue to be diligent and to do our work sincerely, because what God has given us as an inheritance is not only for us, but also something we need to hand over to our children. Inheritance will help our children to pursue their lives, to be settled, and to raise families to pass on the blessing. We should not fight or indulge in strife in order to get the inheritance. If our parents have put something in our names, or it has come to us according to the government rules, then this is from God. But if not, we should not quarrel with our brothers and sisters and our relatives for the inheritance. Luke chapter 12, verses 13 to 15. Luke chapter 12, verses 13 to 15. And one of the company said unto him, Master, speak to my brother, that he divide the inheritance with me. And he said unto him, Man, who made me a judge or a divider over you? And he said unto them, Take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. Jesus will bless us. We need not fight for an inheritance. Instead, we just need to trust him. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6. But godliness with contentment is great gain. Hebrews 13, 5. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he had said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Amen. Let us be content with what the Lord has given us. We need to trust him and fix our eyes unto him, and he will bless us. Psalms chapter 34, verse 5. Psalms chapter 34, verse 5. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. My dear and beloved, let us come now to God, pondering on all the blessings that he had given to us. And let us be wise and pray and ask God to lead us how to handle all these blessings of God in order to use them for his glory and for his purpose in our lives, in giving us all those resources. Let us be careful and avoid venting ourselves in businesses that we don't know how to manage. And let us avoid the wrong practices of lending money with usury. Instead, let us use the capital that God gave us to place in a bank as a fixed deposit, so we can get some interest and gain some profit. Also, at this time, I advise you to contact me and to open your matter to the church, so we can help you to find what is in the mind of God of how to use safely and fruitfully the finances that God had placed in your hand. Let us all stand and let us pray. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sins to give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for all the resources that I receive from you. Thank you for the teaching, the corrections, and the admonishments that I receive in this message, and your guidance to me through your word, how to use those resources. Repent and renounce all your sins. Repent of pride, greed, worldliness, and your love for material things. Renounce your bad stewardship and wasting your resources. Repent of involving in business that is of not God's will and losing your resources in it. Repent of lending money with usury. Repent of doing your own will and not the plan that God has for you. Repent of your non-reading to God's word and lack of prayers. Repent of your non-willingness to serve Christ and to suffer for his cause. Lord, I repent and renounce the following sins. Lord, I commit myself to live according to the teaching we learned today from the message about investment, interest, and inheritance. Lord, I commit myself to be good steward of my resources that you give to me in such ways. Lord, lead me always with your Holy Spirit and remind me to do what is right. I am willing to live according to your will and the good plan that you have for me. Lord, I am willing to open my life to your church to lead me and guide me to the center of your will.
You are life, Lord Jesus. I never want to be the same. Renew my life, Lord Jesus. Place your heart inside of me. In my life and thoughts there are so many things that need a change that only your love can bring. And I need to be transformed into your likeness, O Lord. Change this heart inside of renew our life, Lord Jesus. I never want to be the same. Renew our life, Lord Jesus. Place your heart inside of my life and thoughts, there are so many things that need a change that only your love can bring. And I need to be transformed into your likeness, O Lord. Change this heart inside of change this heart inside of me.
Change our heart, Lord. Change our life, oh God.
Lord, thank you for my brothers and sisters who repented of their sins and took heed of the message, committing themselves to be good stewards to the resources that they receive from you. Lord, continue to provide for them and make their lives a good testimony to others to follow. Lord, bless us as a church and help us to continue to direct your people with your word so they will use this their resources wisely, and that all their needs will be met, and to avoid troubles. Lord, lead us to teach new people those principles that we studied and they need in their lives. Lord, refill us with the Holy Spirit and give us the spiritual gifts that we need in our lives to go on and evangelize and make new disciples and train new workers to go and plant more Bible studies and congregations for the church.
Lord, we pray for more people to be water baptized and receive the Holy Spirit baptism. Lord, prepare us for your coming to go with you when you come. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory, let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. Oh, because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Every trials and temptations, is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. It to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful, who will all our sorrows share? Jesus loves our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Take it to the Lord in prayer.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.